there's a sweet spot that you find in between these two. Unique enough that you're not the same as anybody else, you're not interchangeable, but also understood well enough that people still know what they're getting and they know that there's no other option.
Stayallday.com. Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, we are on part 7, the finale of our 7-part series of principles that can be extracted from big businesses and applied in and for small businesses. Before we get started, let me remind you of two things. First of all, when we start running it again, my daily motivation text message was guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day. So hopefully those of you who haven't been getting that message, when we start sending again, you have survived long enough that when we come back, you'll still be alive to get those messages. That number is 305-384-6894. When we start resending it, you'll be getting those straight to your phone every day. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you'd like to have me as your direct coach, meaning you can ask me any question, you can share any challenge, you can get my direct help. And by the way, that is the only way that you can do that with me. I don't make myself available for personalized help from anyone other than anyone being a member of the university. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's the best way to get engaged directly with me and work directly with me and have access to not only the information, because we got plenty of that, but that's not really what you need. It's the insights, it's the strategies, it's the systems and the techniques of applying the information that you have. That's the key. I will help you with that. I'll break it down and apply it specifically to your situation. That is all in workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out the way, let's get right to it. We are picking up on point number 19. Again, the topic here today is big business principles and practices that can be applied in small businesses. Number 19, industry influence. This is connected to being outside and being seen by your peers. Influence just means your ability to get other people to see things your way, maybe to get other people to adopt your practices and your strategies, maybe to adapt what you're doing and start using it their way or adapt to what changes you are kind of making happen in the industry or in the space. Big businesses usually assert a good amount of influence over the rest of their industries because they are doing something that's working and useful, and other businesses in that space notice what they're doing and will find themselves copying and mimicking what a leader is doing, or they're trying to find out what is that big company doing is making them work, and let's figure out how we use that ourselves. It was a good idea. Right? We call that modeling. It's looking at what someone else is doing, or some people call it hacking. It's looking at what someone else is doing that is clearly working. How can I take what is working for them and apply it to me and get it to work for me? That is a very good strategy for success, folks. Find someone who's already achieving. Ask yourself what piece of their process that's helping them achieve could I borrow and use, and then you go use it. Now, you have to be careful when you're modeling or hacking from other people and make sure that you are modeling and hacking the pieces that work and you find out why they work. Because if you don't know why they work, you may find yourself modeling after another person, but you only model one part, but you didn't model the part that made that part work. So then after you model, you're like, well, I thought I was doing what they did, but clearly I'm not because I'm not getting the same outcome. But it's because you missed the piece. You skipped the step. And if you don't know what steps you have skipped, then you may be thinking that something's wrong with you or something's wrong with what you modeled, or maybe you just missed something. Well, what you missed is you didn't know what you didn't know. So it's very important when you're modeling that you model the right way. And the best way to model is to make sure that you are around some people or a person who maybe knows things that you don't know. So you don't miss the essential piece that makes the thing that you can see work. Because the thing that makes it work might be unseen, might be something you can't see on the surface. You got to get on the inside to find that out. So I talked about this in episode number 2875, the comparison questions to ask when modeling yourself after others. Episode number 1458, how to model success. And episode number 29, modeling others the right way. So these are all key pieces to make what I just explained work. So you should aim to be one of those leaders in your industry as a person whom others want to model. So where are you innovating, leading, bringing something new to the table that would be useful for everyone to know about, to do, or at least wish they could do, or at least want to do? Where are you doing that in your space? What are you bringing to the table that other people are looking at and saying, damn, maybe I could get a little piece of that? Are you a voice in your industry? Where are you the type of person to whom others may go for insights or ideas or to address shared challenges and problems? Now, this is a place where, in my line of work, for example, this is where coaching programs and masterminds and courses come into play, where people like myself position ourselves as a person who has answers, who can solve problems, that can help people deal with challenges. I'm positioning myself as that influential individual. And of course, you got to actually be good at it. You got to be able to help people. This is what influence is all about. If there was a challenge in the tech space, I'm just talking a general challenge in the technology space of the business world, most businesses would probably look to see what a company like Microsoft or IBM or Apple has to say about it, because they are big companies and they have a lot of influence. So what is Apple doing to solve this problem? How's IBM handling this? How's Microsoft looking at this? And those companies would openly come out and let everybody know, hey, here's what we're doing to solve the problem. And other companies are going to follow their lead. Why? Because they're leaders. Right? That's what people do. They follow the leader. So if you want to be a leader, you have to be one of those people who's out on the forefront actually solving problems. Right? So this is not just about running to the front of the line and just saying that you're there and they got to lead, or that they got to follow because you're in front. It means you actually doing things that prove that you deserve to be in the front of the line. So don't miss that point. So if there was a challenge in the online retail space, for example, companies would probably look to see what Walmart is doing about it or find out what Amazon thinks, because those companies are big in the online retail space. This is a reflection of influence. When you are influential and there's a challenge in your space, people stop and they look at you and see what you're doing, see what you're going to say, see what you think. You should want to be influential in your space because it not only makes you a leader, it also makes you a trusted source. And usually when you're both of those, you will often have a lot of customers and a lot of clients in your business, because if your competitors know that you're a leader and they also know that you're a trusted source, they probably also know about how many customers you got or that you got a lot of them. All right. So usually these go hand in hand. If you see one, usually you see the other. So if you see a lot of influence, you usually see customers. Usually in the business space I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about influencers like on social media. That's a different game. Because if you perceive yourself as a leader, your customers probably perceive you as a leader as well. So if you want to be a leader, go out there and lead. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number 20. We are on part 7 of our 7-part series, principles that big businesses are applying that small businesses should be using immediately. Number 20, giving customers an experience and a feeling, not just a product. This is an important one that harkens back to what I talked about in the previous installment of the series, which is about keeping customers for the long term and enticing customer loyalty. Usually customer loyalty does not come because you're just so great at product that you just create so many amazing products that people just can't stop buying from you. Sometimes your products may be great, but what really makes people buy your products over and over again is because of the experience and the feeling they get from the product, not just the product itself. So ask yourself, what kind of experience and feeling are people getting from these products that they buy from us, not just what the product is itself? So I mentioned companies like Apple. All of us have been inside of an Apple store, right? Does the Apple store give you a feeling? Does it give you an experience? Yes, it does. And some of you have been in an Apple store so many times, so often that you don't even realize the experience and the feeling that you get when you see one. But an Apple store is a very welcoming and inviting place. Apple store is the type of place that you see an Apple store, you might just go in it even if you're not buying anything. You're not even trying to buy anything. You're just going to Apple store just because it's there. All right. It gives you an experience and it gives you a feeling. All right, I will do this. I will go into an Apple store even though I have no intention of buying anything because everything they got, I got the updated, at least the most updated that I need at that time version of it. So right now I got the watch, the phone, the tablet, the computer. I don't really need a new one right now. And as of this recording, I'm not really in the market for buying one. But if I see an Apple store, I might just walk in the Apple store just to see what they're doing. Just to see what's going on. Just because an Apple store, it's a scene in itself. It has its own scene because I've never seen an empty Apple store. You ever seen an Apple store but no customers in it? Never, right? How is that? They engineered that. All right, Apple did that on purpose. There's something that they did to engineer that type of experience. Even though not everybody who's in an Apple store is buying anything. Again, there's always people in it. There's always a whole bunch of workers. There's always a whole bunch of customers. And they ain't even got that many products. Not like Apple got 100 different products that you got to choose from. You know exactly what's in there when you walk past an Apple store, but you might go in anyway, just because it's there, right? That is an experience. That's what I mean. Engineering this into your business. If you can do this, look at Apple's results, all right? And a lot of people in those Apple stores are buying stuff, all right? Imagine if you had a store front that was full every day and there's a whole bunch of customers buying stuff and you only got 4 or 5 core products. That's Apple. That's them. This is a reflection. Like I said, I just go in the store sometimes for no reason. This is a reflection of a company that gives you an experience. You want to do the same with your customers and clients, although, again, you may not have a physical retail store. Now, I don't have a physical retail store, but I would love to put myself in a position of giving my customers and clients an experience similar to how Apple gives their customers and clients an experience. So you can do this with an online-based business. You can do this with a software-based business. You just need to think about, again, you got to put your brain to work and ask yourself, how can I do this? Because if you never ask the question, how can I do it? Then you probably won't just stumble upon the answer. But when I have conversations with people who I'm, for example, coaching, I want to make sure I'm giving them an experience that by the time they get off of a coaching call with me, just one conversation, they have an insight, a breakthrough, they have clarity, and they know that they've chosen the right person as their coach because I have addressed their challenges, helped them with their tough spots, and they know exactly what they're going to do moving forward. I want to make sure of that anytime I'm having a conversation with someone. That is a form of an experience. That's a form of a feeling. I want anybody who works with me as a coach, if you're working with me directly as your personal coach, I want you to know that anytime you get on a call with me and you show up with challenges, you're going to leave with solutions. You show up feeling anxious and frustrated, you're going to leave with clarity and purpose and confidence. That's an experience. That is a feeling. Notice those words I gave you? I didn't say I'm just going to have all the information and the data and the stats. And yes, that may be part of the situation, but I'm talking about feelings and energies, because feelings and energies, they are more triggering to action. They usually last longer and they leave a stronger impression on the brain than just information. So this is what I'm aiming to do as a coach. Again, even though I don't have a storefront like the Apple Store. So I want people to know that when they get off a call, again, their challenges will be addressed, their tough spots are smoothed out, and they know what to do next. That's an experience. And understand that you have to be intentional about these things. They don't just randomly happen. And this is true of every point that I made in this series, by the way. These are not things that will just randomly happen to you. You must be intentional about making them happen. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number 21. We are talking today about principles that big businesses use that small businesses should notice and apply. Number 21, the final point in this series, is becoming a category of one. A category of one. Ideally, in your business, you have zero competition because nobody sees you as similar to anyone else. In other words, in order to get what you're offering, there isn't really a plan B or a plan C. There's either you or nothing. All right, this is a good place to be in. People see you as a one of one. This matters because when you are a one of one, the only one in your category, the only way anybody can get what you're offering is they have to come to you and they got to go through you to get it because there are no other alternatives. It means the only people who are coming to you also are people who want exactly what you're offering. Since they're not coming to you because they think you might be similar to somebody else and they're trying to get a better price, there is no one similar to you. So if they're coming to you, that means they understand that there's only one you and you have control over the situation because they don't have as many options as you have. All right. You got a bunch of customers trying to come in. They only have one place to go to get what you're offering. All right. So you have more options than them, if you get what I'm saying. So they're choosing you because you have exactly what they want. And this helps you in many other ways besides what I just said. For one thing, they're not looking for an alternative to you because there are not any alternatives, which is great for you. For another, you have what we call price elasticity, which means your price can be higher than it would be if you had a bunch of competition because you're not competing on price. Because again, there is no competition. When you're not competing on price, that's a good place to be in. Entrepreneurs who are listening to me, note what I just said. Not competing on price is a good place to be in. Whereas you are looked at as a one of one in your space. And if people aren't buying what you offer from you, they cannot buy it anywhere. So they should, you want people to not see you as interchangeable with someone else. So if I have a hot dog stand on the corner of 42nd Street, I don't want you to look at me and say, well, those hot dogs look good, but there's another hot dog stand two blocks away. Maybe I can get more from those guys instead of this guy. I want to be looked at as the only person selling what I'm selling, the only person who can offer what I offer. And this is all about what we call positioning. When you get better at positioning yourself in business, then you position yourself to have much more of the power. I talked about positioning in episode number 2886, and that's titled How to Position Yourself in Business. It's literally the title. So if you haven't listened to that episode, make sure you go check that out. It was just a couple of weeks ago here on this feed. Also, another reason why you want to have that position of being the only one, in addition to price elasticity and not competing on price, you are immediately a leader and number one in your space because there's nobody else in your space. Now, you should aim to do this with the caveat that, be clear, being a category of one, people still have to understand what you're doing in such a way that they understand what it is, why they need it, and why they want it. So being a category of one doesn't mean you want to be so confounding that people don't even understand what you're bringing to the table. So there's a balance to being a category of one. So it has to be unique enough that people see that there is not another one like you, but also understandable enough that people can understand what it is and they could explain it to somebody else, what it is that they're buying or what they're doing or who you are. So you want to find this mix. There's a sweet spot that you find in between these two. Unique enough that you're not the same as anybody else. You're not interchangeable, but also understood well enough that people still know what they're getting and they know that there's no other option. Let's recap today's class, which is part 7 of 7. Big business principles for small businesses. Number 7, industry influence. You want to be an influential individual whose influence usually is followed by power, is usually followed by money, especially when you're in business. You want to be a leader. Number 20, giving customers an experience and a feeling, not just a product. Again, think of the Apple Store. They give you an experience. They give you a feeling. If you go to a concert of your favorite band or your favorite singer, there's an experience or a feeling that you get from them, not just the product of, oh, well, I went to the concert and they performed a few songs. There's an experience and a feeling. And I want you to know, people pay more money for experiences and feelings than they do for products. Number 21, becoming a category of one. You want to be the only one in your space. This gives you price elasticity, which means your price can be as large as you want it to be because you really don't have any competition. And also puts you in a position to where if someone wants what you're offering, they have to come to you, which means if anybody's coming to you, they know there is no other option and they are coming for a specific thing because you're the only place that they can get it. So this puts you in a very advantageous position as a business owner. All of these things that we talked about in this series, folks, need to be consciously and intentionally created. They do not just happen randomly just because you wanted them to or you wished them to. There's some actual work that goes in behind this, and do not discredit that. That's it. We're done with this series. Tomorrow we'll be back to different episodes on different topics. Maybe I'll do some more series in the future. I know I will because I got them here in my notes. They're coming. So make sure you text me so you're in my community. Numbers down below in the description. And also Work On Your Game University. You want to have me as your direct coach. We coach people on mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. And do not discount any of those points as something that you quote unquote already have covered. Because every time I talk to someone who tries to tell me that, I find that their biggest challenge is the space that they think they already have understood. And understand that mindset is the foundation of all success. Anything you want to achieve, it starts with a flip in mindset and a change in mentality. You want a different strategy, you got to get a different mindset. You may have a different strategy, but you won't implement it. So all of these pieces matter. Mindset is the way that we think. It's the foundation of all success and failure. Strategy is the plan of action. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? When and where and why are we going to do it? Systems are how do we operate a strategy over and over and over again because we have found a consistent, duplicatable result process. And then the accountability to make sure everything gets implemented. How do we make sure that this is working, that this is being done the way it's supposed to? And how do we cross-check anything to make sure if it's not working, why it's not working, and what we need to do about it? All of that happens in Work On Your Game University. And again, you have me as your direct coach along with you the entire way. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.